Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming in about 20 minutes, Cousin Nick joining us as he's going to be doing every single week this season, covers the Warriors for The Athletic and is our Odyssey NBA insider. So we'll get his thoughts on the Warriors game one victory down in Los Angeles and what we can expect to see tonight as their home opener begins at 7 o'clock tip against the Denver Nuggets. And the thing that's most interesting for me about this matchup, Sam, the Nuggets aren't the Lakers. The Nuggets are viewed as one of the two big boys in the West. It's the Thunder and it's the Nuggets. And then I think it's agreed upon there's a gap between the next best team and whoever you want to put in there, the Rockets, hell, maybe the Warriors now. Like, that's how we all view it. Jokic is, for my money, the best player in the NBA. Like, you could have given this guy the MVP the last few years. He should have won it over Embiid, quite frankly, a couple of years ago, as far as I'm concerned. He is that good. That's a guy that we don't talk about enough. If he gets another NBA championship, he is in the top 10 of all-timers. I it's not even close. The guy's incredible. He's going to be on the court tonight. This is a huge matchup early on in the season. And against a team that has had the Warriors' number in the past. Let's just keep it a buck. They have struggled against the Denver Nuggets when they are fully healthy, the Nuggets. They just haven't been able to beat them. Now, they kind of, you know, exercise those demons late in the year last year. I remember, I think it was a back-to-back with the Lakers and the Nuggets, actually. It's kind of funny how it all works out, where Pods had a big game, and then he had another big game. It's like, wow, he's like, maybe they've exercised the demons against the Lakers in L.A., against the Denver Nuggets. But I'm very curious to see the matchup tonight when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, Pods, some of these young guys. Hell, Al Horford, who I didn't think had the best box score game, but looked like he belonged on the court within the flow of the offense. And he did make some big defensive plays at times. So I'm just very curious to see how they match up against what is one of the two or three best teams in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic, I mean, he is dread him, run from him. Nikola Jokic will arrive all the same. He is Thanos right now for the Warriors in terms of how inevitable he is. Spadoni, you mentioned the bugaboo that the Nuggets have been for the Warriors. Before that win on April 4th of last year against a fully healthy Nuggets team that had the whole squad there, Porter Jr., Braun, Jokic, Gordon, and all those friends, and Anaji was there. Russell Westbrook played 20 minutes in that game, probably why they lost. You know, that was
pretty good.
When they got that win last year, Spadoni, you know, with those there, that was one of their first truly big wins with Jimmy Butler on the roster against a team that had all of their big players playing for them. Before that win, Spadoni, they had lost 9 straight times to the Denver Nuggets. You know, as I sound like Ed Rooney here.
9 times.
9 straight times they lost to the Nuggets.
Including Ferris Bueller's day off?
Yep, 12 of their last, and 12 of the previous 13 against the Nuggets. The Nuggets had the Warriors' number in every way, shape, and form. And I'll be honest with you, we played the game last year, you know, do you believe in the Warriors? That was one of those wins last year that made me really start to lean forward on what this team can accomplish in the playoffs, because when you kind of overcome that kind of an obstacle that the Nuggets have been for the Warriors, it's hard not to pay attention a little bit more. It's hard not to take something positive, super positive away from that and think, wow, this team, like, it's one thing to beat the Knicks without Karl Anthony Towns. It's another thing when you beat the Nuggets, you're Thanos with Jimmy Butler healthy, with Steph healthy, with Draymond healthy, and the entire Nuggets team healthy. So the question I kind of have tonight, again, as you mentioned, in the West this year, it is the Thunder, it is the Nuggets, and then there's a second tier that'll have, you know, like the Grizzlies or the Timberwolves or the Rockets or the
Spurs
Warriors and what have you.
Spurs looked good last night.
Spurs look really good too, but there is a clear divide between the penthouse teams that are the Thunder and the Nuggets and everybody else. So even though it's game two of the season, even though this is the first game the Nuggets are playing all year long, does a win tonight, does that add more juice to the Warriors' Western contenders feel that we have for them? Does a win tonight matter all that much, or is it just, you know what, it's too early in the year to draw any sort of big picture season-long conclusions about where the Warriors are in the West with a win tonight?
I mean, it's so hard. The question for me in regards to that is, not only can you win early on and have some of these big upsets, quote-unquote, or I don't even know if you call it an upset, you're at home, it's the home opener.
You are Steph, a favorite, too, or point-and-a-half favorite.
Exactly. So it's like it's very short to being a pick-em. But it's can you keep sustaining it? That's the question for this team, because it's one thing to beat some of these guys. You did it last year. Remember that vaunted stretch, Sam, where you had the Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, and then you had the Rockets on that Sunday, and it was that gauntlet, and you beat those first three teams, but you kind of laid an egg against that Rockets team. We were all looking at the Rockets like, really, the Rockets? I don't know.
Well, finishing 3-3 after that.
Exactly, and the Rockets ended up being pretty good, as we saw in that first round, albeit they couldn't really shoot the ball, but at the side, the youth, the athleticism was on full display. You just need to stack wins if I'm a Warriors fan. Yes, it'd be great to beat the Nuggets tonight. I don't really give a damn if it was the Nuggets, if it was the Jazz, if it was the Clippers, whoever team you think stinks, the Wizards. Just stack wins. And can you stack wins and you can come away unscathed? Kind of what we're talking about with the Niners. What makes the Niners such a conundrum to talk about as we go cross-sport analogy here is like, man, they get these wins. Then you get a Monday report. God, Bryce Huff's out a couple weeks. Are you kidding me? We lost to Nick Bosa. We've lost to Fred Warner. Like, it just keeps coming with a yeah, but, if you will, when it comes to these wins. Can the Warriors stack wins and remain relatively healthy going forward? That's the question for them early on this season. Can Jimmy Butler stay healthy? Quite frankly, a guy that hasn't been able to stay on the court in years past. Steph Curry. These are old men. And that's why, you know, staggering the minutes with these guys are so important. When I see Jimmy on the floor, Steph on the bench, when I see Steph on the floor, Jimmy on the bench, you got to stagger those minutes. And I can't wait to see the matchup tonight and how they go at Nikola Jokic, because him and Draymond Green have had some battles in the past. And Nikola Jokic...
Wait, Draymond Green had battles with someone?
Oh, yeah.
That's someone like him.
We used to have a segment called Pick Your Battles and Know Your Battles, and that's one of them. That's the one that's going to be on full
display. Draymond picks all the battles.
That's right. You know what? There's always that meme, like, why do you send me your toughest battles? It's like the Jesus meme. It's just like, I'm a Warriors fan, yeah. Right? But that's one of them I'm looking at tonight. And then a big boss man got on my ear and referenced, hey, Michael Porter Jr. is not there anymore for the Denver Nuggets. He's the guy notoriously that averaged 18-7 and an assist in 14 games played against the Warriors. Pretty good numbers. Now they replaced him with Cam Johnson, who could shoot the hell out of the ball. The numbers for Cam Johnson in 13 games against the Warriors, 11-3-2. So
that's
just
worse.
Going historic. Hey, not as great against the Dubs. Does that mean he's going to lay an egg tonight? No, because last time he did play against the Golden State Warriors, Cam Johnson, that is, as a Brooklyn Net, dropped 26 on 9-16 shooting back in March. So I'm very curious to see how all this comes together in regards to tonight.
He's playing with a lot of size around next to him, too. And again, he's playing on a better team. You know, the Nets are not as good of a team as the Nuggets. So when you put good players on better teams, you get better performances out of them. I mean, this is a lot of beef that they're going to be going against tonight. You know, you got Aaron Gordon, Cam Johnson, both 6'8", and Nikola Jokic is generously listed at 6'11". I don't think he's actually 6'11". I would take the over on that.
His brother's definitely like 7'5", the mountain. Are his brothers going to be in attendance? That's the question. Hey, boss, if you're out there at Thrive City later, you got to take a picture. If you see the Jokic bros walking in,
see if they'll come on the show with us
tomorrow. Try to get a picture with them first. Yeah, no?
Let's get him in studio.
Okay, yeah, I would love to. Those guys are great.
That'd be terrifying.
Really?
Size, Matt.
That would be fits. I'm not scared of those guys. I'd hang out with them.
They literally smush me like a grape.
Oh, come on. You'd be like, come on, get him booked. Listen, I know. Do you know the Jokic's cousins, if you will? Like, that whole family. Carter showed a picture.
How big is that family?
No. Carter showed a picture, I think, of one of the significant others of the Jokic bros.
Oh, geez.
And she was at the shoulder. So she's got to be, like, 6'6". Like, Carter Chickering, who's behind the board, he's, what are you, 6'7", Carter? 6'8"?
6'8".
6'8". And you said you were small in comparison to the Jokic bros.
Anthony Davis was small in comparison to his brother. We were down in underneath the arena there, so he was next to all the NBA players, and you could compare. He was the biggest by far of all of them.
Of all like the professional families like in sports that you don't want to mess with, they might be on like the number one rated family you do not want to mess with. Absolutely. This is what Steve Kerr had to say, by the way, yesterday. As we talked about the age concern with the Warriors and how they navigate it all season. This is what he had to say about it. On Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
I don't spend too much time thinking about any of that. I mean, our job is just put together the best team we can while we're navigating the 82-game season and, you know, trying to keep guys healthy and fresh. And that's going to be the challenge, you know, because of the age of Al and the three guys you just mentioned. We're going to have to navigate this thing. And I'm glad we have our performance staff to help us do that and the players themselves. We're confident that if we can get to the playoffs in one piece, that we can beat anybody.
You know, it's kind of similar to, as I keep going back to cross-sport analogies, because I find it fascinating, the dynamic between the San Francisco 49ers and Golden State Warriors. It's similar to like how Kyle Shanahan speaks about Christian McCaffrey. He's like, dude, I can't be worrying about that stuff. Yeah, like he's dealing with something that could pop up again, but I'm not going to like live my life and coach my life in fear that it's going to happen on the next play. I just got to throw the guy out there. And the touches and touches and touches, we can keep talking about it. But hey, he's going to be out there. If Christian says he's good to go and he feels great, I'm going to play him. And if the Warriors and Steph and Jimmy and Draymond feel great, they're going to play. Like, and there is, and I know, like back-to-backs, you got to be careful. That's why they're keeping Horford out. Horford's going to play tonight against the Nuggets. He's going to be off tomorrow. That's what Steve Kerr said yesterday on William Dibbs. But like I understand what Kerr's saying. He's like, I can't coach in fear, basically, is what he's saying.
And you made a great point a few minutes ago about stacking wins, and that's kind of the goal right now and why a win tonight would be significant. I don't know what it would mean for where the Warriors stand in the West, though I do think it would be a nice confidence boost to be able to you know, bank in a win against the Nuggets early on, especially when you talk about tiebreakers and stuff like that. But Spinelli, remember last year this team got off to a 12-3 start.
Yep.
And then they kind of faded after that. But when you get off to those hot starts at the start of the year, it kind of gives you some leeway to soldier through that mid-season swoon. And again, if you take away that 12-3 stretch and it's a 500 stretch, Warriors season is very different. So maximize the healthiness of the roster right now. Stack as many wins as you can right now and build yourself up a buffer because, you know, Nick Friedel is going to be joining us in just a few moments here on this show. Last time he was on this show said, it's all about April for this team. Keep this team fresh for April. There's going to be lulls throughout the middle of this season where we're tearing out our hair over how bad this team looks. Bank wins now while times are good to kind of give you some insurance later on for when the times go bad.
888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Are you viewing this game tonight, Warriors fans, as a measuring stick game for the Warriors in the Western Conference? We'll ask Nick Friedel about that, our Odyssey NBA insider, who also covers the team for The Athletic, joining us on the other side. By the way, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Who loves Zinfandel? I do. Don't miss dinner with the winemakers at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. October 24th, join Queen of Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, for an unforgettable night of food, wine, and coastal charm. Visit InAtTheTides.com. Space is limited.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The NBA and what has taken place in gambling. There was an FBI sports betting gambling probe that has led to the arrests of both Terry Rozier, Miami Heat guard, and also Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups, amongst others as well, up to 30, according to Kash Patel, the FBI director. And we got him right now. All right, Nick Friedell joining us now on the River Islands guest line. Covers the Warriors for The Athletic and also is our Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. There's my read. Check out all Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And Nick, we'll just bring you right into the conversation. I want to let you know, I don't know if you saw it. This is the NBA statement just released, quote, "We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority," end quote. So before we get into the Warriors taking on the Nuggets tonight at Chase Center, their home opener, you know, the question I have for you, you've covered the league on a national perspective, on a local perspective. If Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was holding a press conference today and you were there and you were one of the reporters, what would be the first question you would ask Adam Silver?
Why should fans believe that it was only these couple guys and that it's not more widespread in a variety of different areas? Because Spadone, in pro sports, once you lose public trust, it's very hard to come back from. The league has got to be absolutely praying that this is the end. But nobody knows that right now. And there's so much uncertainty, and there's so many people, especially on the West Coast, who are waking up, and they're looking at their phones, and they're going to their computers, and they're going, what? You know, are you kidding me? But what I would say from a broader standpoint is when you start taking the money from the betting companies and you start having that cash revenue come in, you're opening yourself up to a lot of different problems. The NBA is going to have some real issues now moving forward trying to kind of escape from this, because they are taking that revenue, and they have been for a while. So there's so much that still is yet to come out, and there's so much more that may be behind some other door somewhere, but this is not in any way a good day for the league. And if you're Adam Silver, you're going to be answering a lot of questions for a long time.
Yeah, Nick, looking at how all this is going, you make a good point there. If you're the NBA, you're praying that this is it. The other side of the coin I look at is just how do you, if this is going to be it, or how do you prevent this from happening again? Obviously, when you're in bed with these gambling companies, that kind of muddies the waters a little bit. But what could the NBA do feasibly, theoretically, hypothetically, whatever ethically you want to add on to it? What could the NBA do in the future to make sure that this does not happen again? Or is this just kind of a new normal that whether it's happening before or not, we might just need to get used to it.
Sam, I would lean more towards the second part of what you said, that this may just be a new normal, because gambling has so permeated culture. It's just so much different. I mean, guys, I'm 42 years old now. On Saturday and Sunday, my text chain in my phone with my oldest friends that I grew up with from Orlando, it is just filled with pictures of somebody's four-year-old, and we're going to the park, and then 15 other texts are, hey, we taking Florida plus 7.5 today? Like it is part of the everyday conversation. So to the larger scope about the NBA, I don't know what the answer is. And I don't know if you're the league, what the next step is. I mean, Sam, if you're Adam Silver today, though, from an optics standpoint, I think the easy play, and I say easy in quotations because it wouldn't be that easy, but you say, all right, we're going to stop taking money from gambling companies. Well, good luck trying to describe that and explain that to the rest of the owners in the league, because they're saying, well, there goes a major revenue stream for us. So there's so much that we don't know, but I think the league is taking one for the greater team of all these other leagues all across the world that are looking at this going, oh, boy. Because once you have the shred of doubt in any of this, I mean, guys, think about all the player props. Think about all the different layers to all this. And I'd give one more example for context. On press row at Chase Center, at least where we sit, we're really elevated. We're basically next to the fans on top of a section. And that, I think it was that first Laker game, the preseason game from a few weeks ago. We're in there, and there's 2 or 3 minutes left in the game, and some guy just to our right where we sit is screaming at these players, saying, shoot the three, shoot the three. And we're like, what? Well, this dude had bet on the over in a preseason game. And those videos are all over the place on social media. I mean, everybody's seen them. You know, players talk, hey, I want to hit my parlay. You got to hit three more three.
Is that Carter?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, bud.
I say all this because it's part of the world now, much more so than it has been in a long time. And I think that the league is going to have to step back and say, is this something we really want to attach ourselves to? But the root of it all, always, always, is money. And that would mean that the league or all these leagues are thinking about walking away from money. And that is much easier said than done.
On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And obviously, Nick covers the Golden State Warriors for The Athletic as well. Sam Lubman alongside me filling in for Joe Shasky today. I'm Joe Spadoni. So, Nick, all right. We'll put the gambling aside. Any new information that comes out, we will continue to monitor it. We will feed that information to the people. But to the game tonight, and there's a lot being made right now about Jonathan Kuminga, how he looked against the Los Angeles Lakers in a starting role, 6 of 11, 17 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. We had Steve Kerr on yesterday, you know, talking about the maturity, the growth of him, all of that. Do you anticipate JK starting tonight or coming off the bench?
I would lean towards starting again just because they like what they see so far, Spadone. But, and I know Steve talked to Willard and Dib yesterday. If you know you're resting Horford tomorrow and maybe you play him a couple more minutes, how does that change the starting lineup? And Kerr's been open about that. We're trying to figure out how it goes night to night. I would say this, though, quickly, and it ties back into what we opened the conversation with. This is the problem for the league right now, what we're talking about, because the season has just started. The Warriors fans, especially out here in the Bay, are going nuts in a good way because they're like, hey, that looked pretty damn good the other night in L.A. And Steph is Steph, and Kuminga's looking great, and it's fun. It looks like this team is going to be really, really interesting. But we spent the first part of the conversation, like everybody else all across the country going, wait a minute, what, Chauncey Billups? What, huh? I mean, the Warriors go to Portland tomorrow. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. to be on a flight to Portland. Can you even imagine what that's going to look like?
Is Dame Lillard going to be player coach? That's what I want to know going forward. Come on.
I mean, can you imagine? We're sitting here talking about, what are these players going to say and what's this going to be like? Can you imagine being a Blazer right now, a player, a coach, somebody attached to that organization? You have got to be dreading today, tomorrow. I mean, how could you possibly focus on a game that's going on knowing what's happening in and around your team and all over the place? So if we put that aside for a second, and I think especially for all the people in Portland, that's going to be easier said than done. Yes, Padone, Kuminga looked great the other night. They might want to ride the momentum, but with Horford, they're trying to get him into his own rhythm, and they're trying to see what everything looks like there, and especially against Jokic. I mean, you need all the big bodies that you can get. So I'm curious to see what Kerr decides, and either way, I think everybody's feeling so good coming off that win in L.A. That this team, it feels like if somebody doesn't have it going early, they're deep enough to plug somebody else in and find the matchups and how they work on a nightly basis.
Again, Nick, you're sticking with what Jonathan Kuminga did in Game 1. I mean, this is after a long off season, which there was a will-they-won't-they sign him, will he take the qualifying offer, all that stuff. During the preseason, he looked, but you could dismiss that as, well, it's just the preseason, it doesn't really matter. Then he puts up a 17-9-6 in that opener in L.A. and very much looks the part. Carter and I were discussing out, you know, before the show yesterday, is he going to be in the most improved player conversation this year?
Don't bet on it.
And yeah, so I mean, we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit here, but I don't know how excited is too excited about one game for Jonathan Kuminga. Or is it fair to maybe take that one game and be like, you know what? Kuminga looks like a guy who could really deliver on some promises and expectations this year.
Sam, fans should be excited. And they should feel good because what you saw Kuminga do the other night is what Kerr and the coaching staff have been pleading him to do for a while, which is help out the game in other areas. We know he can score. We know the athleticism is awesome and he can get to where he wants on the floor. But he has to show every night that he can help in different ways. Because we also know that not every night is a jumper going to go down and not every night is he going to be able to attack the rim the same way. You can impact the game defensively. You can make the right pass. That offensive rebound at the end that everybody was talking about, that can change the course of what goes on in a game. So everybody should be excited. The only caution I would throw out there is, what was the thing everybody wanted to see with Kuminga all along? It was consistency. So yeah, you're talking about a player who needs to prove it night after night after night. Let's see what happens in the Denver game. Let's see what happens tomorrow in Portland. If he can start putting together a stretch of games where everything looks similar, then the expectations can really go through the roof.
Talking to Nick Friedell here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And Nick, another guy people were pleasantly surprised with who got 14 minutes of action is rookie Will Richard, coming off a national championship with the Florida Gators. You know, this is a veteran-laden team. You got guys eating at minutes, wanting minutes, JK being one of them, Pajemski. You got Buddy Hield, Gary Payton, and you got the rook, Will Richard, with 14 minutes. Is this something we could expect going forward? Is this because Moody's out? You know, what do you make of Will Richard's early action in Game 1 and going forward?
I think that we are going to see plenty of Will Richard through the year. Because Padone, Steve Kerr has talked about him a lot, especially for a late second-round pick who nobody was quite sure what to expect from this year. When you watch Will Richard play, he looks like the type of veteran who's already been out there for a few years. And guys, what I thought was so telling after that Laker game is Kerr said he always tries after a rookie gets their first shot and makes it to tell the ref to pull the ball. They can switch out the ball or they can at least tell him, hey, when this thing ends, I want to be able to give it to this kid because he just scored for the first time. Kerr said, I forgot all about it because Will looks like he's already been out there for 7 years. when you hear any coach say that, you go, oh, okay, that's interesting. You file that away. When you hear Steve Kerr say that, you go, oh, okay. So if this kid continues to play defense and he can hit the occasional shot from the outside, he is really athletic. He knows the game. He's earned the respect from his teammates and the coaches in a short amount of time. This is the type of player that the Warriors continue to find late in that second round. And again, like everything else, it's one game. But Spadone, if you were a fan going in, I think you should really be excited about the possibilities over the next few months here.
Again, so Nick, talk about Will Richard there. If he does get more minutes on the court, that's obviously going to be the expense of someone else losing minutes. If that is indeed what transpires here, whose minutes are most at risk in the next few weeks if Will Richard, you know, builds on what he did in game one?
I think the key will be, and Kerr really has grown to trust Moses Moody through time. Sam, if Moody comes back and he's healthy and he's still playing well, I would think the guy who might get squeezed out is Guy Santos. And I know in listening to the people who have been around this team the last year or two, Steve really likes Guy. But Will Richard can get all over the floor. He can do and fill in the gaps, it seems, the way the Warriors need him to and want him to. And it really is a problem that any coach in the league would love. Hey, we have so much depth that we're not sure who our ninth or tenth guy is off the bench. This team is never going to be able, through the regular season, to keep everybody out there. I think we all agree with that as the season starts. They're going to need different guys to fill in different slots along the way. Everybody will get a chance. But right now, assuming that everybody's healthy and everybody's feeling good, I would think that the Guy might be the one to get squeezed minutes-wise.
Talking to Nick Friedell here on the Morning Rose, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Odyssey NBA Insider covers the Warriors for The Athletic. And Nick, you know, my point was yesterday, coming off that win against the Lakers, like, maybe Jimmy Butler was the guy that needed to, you know, get Kuminga to buy in. Sometimes, you know, it's not the players that you came up with. Sometimes it takes an outsider's voice, if you will, to really get home to you. And Jimmy Butler has the cachet of a guy that's been the best player on two teams that have been to the NBA Finals. He's been on multiple teams. He knows what the locker room dynamics is like for young players. He's taken young players a la a Tyler Hero under his wing. Did we underestimate the relationship between Jimmy Buckets and Jonathan Kuminga heading into the season?
Yes, because I don't think anybody knew as it was as strong as it appears to be right now, Spadone. But I mean, and Carter can hit the button for me, but like, I've been around Jimmy forever in his pro career. I've never seen him respond in a setting the way he does within this Warriors group. And I think so much of this is Jimmy found the Warriors at the perfect time, not only because of Steph and Draymond, but because they have these talented young guys who want to work. And that was all Jimmy has been about for so many years, on top of his ego getting a hell of a lot bigger and wanting the respect that comes with all the money. Jimmy defined his career on work, and he's found a bunch of like-minded young players who want to work, want to get better, on top of having Steph and Draymond and having the structure that the organization provides. So Jimmy found the Warriors at the perfect time. The Warriors found Jimmy at the perfect time. People out there will go, oh, yeah, well, just wait till it goes bad. It always goes bad with Jimmy. Look, I get it. I understand it. In so many ways, I've lived it. I just don't believe that that will happen in this case because of the respect involved. So specific to Jimmy and Kuminga, they really seem to have a pretty solid bond. Kuminga said Jimmy was there to help walk him through all the contract stuff because it wasn't the same exact situation, but it was similar back when Jimmy was in Chicago and he was going through the same kind of deal. So when you watch the evolution of young players this year, I think that got lost in the shuffle. Everybody always knew and agreed that Jimmy was really talented, but he's kind of can be a jerk and he can blow up your team if things aren't going right. Let's remember two things. Jimmy got paid and he got the respect that came with that. And he's now on a team with Steph and Draymond. He doesn't have to be the guy every single night. When you have a happy Jimmy, that permeates throughout the rest of the locker room. You have a very happy Jimmy right now, and you have a guy who wants to do what he can to help the younger guys because he really wants to win that the title that has eluded him throughout his career.
Nick, here, as we're going into the second game of the year for the Warriors against the Denver Nuggets, I remember last season, Warriors got a late win over the Nuggets that snapped a 9-game losing streak to Denver. And when that win happened, it was probably one of their best wins that they got post-Jimmy Butler trade. And for me personally, and I'm sure a lot of other Warrior fans, it kind of made us lean forward a little bit more on this team and what they could do in the Western Conference playoffs here. The Nuggets being one of the elite teams in the West, along with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Even though it's the Warriors' second game of the year, even though it's the Nuggets' first game of the year, what does a win over the Nuggets do tonight for the Warriors?
I think it would be a big confidence booster early, Sam, but the way I'm viewing the Warriors this year, I just don't think that any win or loss for these next few months really means that much. They believe that they are good enough. They believe that they have the pieces they're going to need. And the only thing, as we sit here at the start of the season, that would stop any of that from happening is health. So I am not going to sit here as we have these conversations throughout the season and go, oh, man, that was a really big win, or, oh, man, they've lost a few. There's big trouble. All I want to see with this team is, can they be healthy going into April? If they can, they legitimately believe that they have at least a chance to get where they want to go again. If they can't, none of this other stuff matters. And that's the reality of the way things have played out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
In the league, especially in the regular season, but it is unique to this specific Warriors group because they have so many older guys that they're counting on and they're going to need when the games really start mattering. So, yes, it would be cool if you're a Warriors fan, if they beat Jokic and it's a reminder of, hey, we're still here. But I think internally they already feel that whether they win or lose. They just have to prove to themselves that they can try to stay healthy later in the year. And that's the biggest question they have to answer all season.
That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And obviously, Nick does cover the Warriors as well for The Athletic. So check him out there. And apparently, Matt Steinmetz is in our chat, Nick, on our YouTube chat, taking shots at your apartment, saying you need to decorate more. You going to take that from Steiny?
I mean, I've only been here still like 2.5 weeks in this place. So Steiny's right. I do have to put a lot up a lot more stuff, but give it time. We'll get there.
All right.
Steiny has some pretty good things in his man cave. Maybe he'll put something on retainer and lend one something out for you to hang up.
Yeah, signed Stephen Curry jersey. Just hang it up right there. There you go.
And my thing look better in your place than his.
Hey, Nick, good stuff.
No. Steiny's got plenty of style. he's doing things right. I'll find my own here one of these
Matt
days.
Style Mets?
Yeah, I don't know about that. He wears the same jacket every single day. I'll say that. There's that laugh. There it is. Hey, Nick, good stuff, man. We'll catch you again soon.
Always, guys. Love you, too. See you later.
There he goes. That's cousin Nick Friedel, courtesy of River Islands. A lot there. A lot of good stuff. What was your takeaway from Nick? Right, I liked what he had to say. Hey, it's a confidence booster if they beat the Nuggets tonight. But again, it's all about stacking wins. That's what's mad. It could be the Wizards. It could be the Nuggets. It could be the Thunder. Just win. Win, baby.
I honestly think a win tonight would be more exciting for us, the Warrior fans, than it would be for them, the Warrior players. Which, you know what? I'm cool with that. And you know what, Warrior fans? Like, we deserve nice things. We deserve to enjoy nice things right now. And, yeah, it would be a big confidence booster to be able to see them beat a team that for the last couple years, ever since that playoff series with Jordan Poole, has had your number. But one thing he said, he talked about the Jimmy Butler, you know, being with the Warriors and, you know, everybody wants it to go south. And
is that,
you know,
Andre the Giant and Princess Bride? What was that?
You know it, boss.
Anybody want to
I listen sometimes to our friends out in Miami, Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz, who's been on the show, and Joe Rose. They talk about Jimmy Butler every now and then. And you bring up Jimmy Butler and it's immediately all that bum. I hope he fails over there.
I
can't stand him.
I understand why
there is a lot of resentment over there for Jimmy, but there's also the whole, yeah, it's going good now, but just wait. They say that in Miami all the time. Yeah, you know, it's going good with Jimmy right now, but just wait. And Nick brought up a good point about Jimmy and just, and this, I remember making this point early on. I think I was doing the show with, Evan was filling in for you.
Oh, E-Dog, nice. E-Money.
We had the conversation, you know, who needs who more, the Warriors and needing Jimmy or Jimmy needing the Warriors? And I think Jimmy needed the Warriors far more than the Warriors needed Jimmy, in that this is Jimmy Butler's probably best chance in his career, potentially, to, or at least the last good chance in his career, to win a championship. And throughout Jimmy's entire career, or at least ever since he left Chicago at minimum, when he was in Minnesota, when he was in Philly, when he was in Miami, he was the dude with a capital T and a capital D on the dude on those teams. He's not here on this team. He is maybe the second best player on the court, third best player just overall career accomplishments-wise behind Steph and Draymond Green. Jimmy Butler has never had a teammate as good as the two teammates he has on the Warriors in Steph and Draymond. That all being said, yeah, if I'm Jimmy Butler, I am absolutely coming in and going above and beyond to make sure I don't screw this up in any way. I will fall in line. I'll play along. I'll fall in behind Steph and just do what Steph wants me to do, because I don't want my career to be remembered as my career legacy to be, yeah, he's the guy who couldn't make it work with Steph.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
That's the Jimmy Butler mantra. And, yeah, Jimmy doesn't want to be the one teammate that rubs Steph the wrong way. So I do think that Steph has this cachet to just basically get the best version of Jimmy Butler to come forth. And as Nick said, a happy Jimmy makes everyone else happy. And if Steph and Draymond's presence keeps Jimmy Butler happy, then the rest of the Warriors are happy. Then we're all happy here at the station. It's wins for everybody.
You know who's happy right now? I think a lot of Giants fans, because they have a new manager, which means we also have a new episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Sam Lubb and Steven Rizzotto react to the Giants making it official that Tony Vitello will be the team's new manager, and why this risky move could actually work out.
He's an Italian.
That's right. Go give it a listen. And while you are there, like it, subscribe, and even leave a comment for feedback. We got a couple minutes before we get to Fast Five. If you missed any of that Nick Friedel interview, you can find it there. We also, earlier in the program, were joined by Tony Basilio. And who's Tony Basilio? Well, he's of the Tony Basilio Show on 105.7 FM in Knoxville, Tennessee. He covered Tony Vitello when he was manager of the Volunteers baseball program.
And he's also now the number one Paisan of Tennessee, more importantly. If you missed any of that interview, some really good insight on Tony Vitello, the person, the manager, who this guy's all about, some personal stories. Basilio knew Tony very, very well. So get the lay of the land there. Find it on the Odyssey app. Find it on YouTube. All of that. Plus, you can find that Steve Kerr interview yesterday on with Willard and Dibbs, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. And this is what Steve had to say, Sammy, yesterday about why Jimmy Butler has fit in so seamlessly here.
I figured it'd be a good fit. I think the thing that jumps out to me, you know, two things: his competitive desire, his competitive fight. That's so obvious. His desire and ability to just take over games every single night. There aren't many guys in the league who can do that. And then just what a great stabilizing force he is for us. And we need that. You know, I've talked about this openly over the years. Part of our strength is our chaos that Steph and Draymond generate. And that's part of our weakness, too. Those guys can get a little out of hand and the ball starts flying around. And it's why we've always thrived the most with guys like Andre Iguodala or Sean Livingston, you know, David West, Zaza. You know, these guys who could just kind of complement Steph and Dre and Clay with really solid, fundamental, smart basketball. And so Jimmy gives us that, but in a package of someone who can get 30 points every single night. So it's pretty impressive.
And that was Steve Kerr on yesterday, Willard and Dibbs. Speaking of Willard and Dibbs, catch them today, starting at 2 o'clock, at Splash, Thrive City, Warriors, Nuggets, tonight, Chase Center, home opener. Cool. It's going to be a party out there. Come say what's up to Willard and Dibbs. They got Ramona Shelburne. They got Mark Spears. Again, all starting 2 o'clock. It's going to be a party out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a party. I mean, it's always a party at Splash. Have you? You've been in Splash, right?
No.
Really?
I've seen the movie Splash with Tom Hanks.
Oh, well, that's a callback, Daryl Hannah.
There you go. Come on.
It
looks sweet, though.
Yeah, no, you should.
I would love to do a live remote there for that 6 in the morning.
Oh, I'm sure it's popping at 6 in the morning, actually.
Yeah. You can do a splash in the bay right before, and then we can come on in.
Ooh, a little polar bear splash. I'm up for that.
Dan DeVone. Yeah, you come with us.
Oh, yeah, you can get Dan on that one, too. You know, he loves swimming in the cold water out there. But no, Splash is a pretty cool setup. Our own Steven Rizzotto had his birthday out there last year.
Had a lot of Italians on the show today.
I was at the Warrior game that night, and he's like, hey, come on over after the game and partake in my birthday party. And so I did, and they had this little...
Hold on. Steven Rizzotto invited you to a birthday party?
Yeah, what? I wasn't invited to this.
You didn't invite Carter or myself?
Well, in fairness, I was just in the area.
No, it's not okay.
No, but he didn't ask me if I was in the area.
Well, were you?
Who cares? I could have been.
I would have been.
Yeah, see? Carter lives there.
Really? You guys are going to be in the area for Steven Rizzotto's birthday?
Maybe.
Yeah, I care, Sam, of course.
We kid because we care. Come on.
But anyway, okay, well, you know what, Rizzotto, that's a big flag on you then right there. But yeah, you know, they got these little like gaming quarters set up where you can play like do like a swing like a virtual golf thing, a little virtual soccer, some virtual baseball. Ooh. They have a Papa Shot there that you get, and
fun.
You know, and all sorts of food stuffs there, and the
special cocktails.
They do have some specialty cocktails there too, and. Yeah, the viewing area with all the TVs, man, it is a sports fan's heaven. So, yes, but definitely next time you're down at Thrive City, pop on in there and be like, oh, wow, Lubman was right. And
then, wow, Lubman did have a point.
And then curse out Steven Rizzotto for having the gall to leave you off his invite list.
You know, I'm leaving Steven Rizzotto off. Fast Five.
Ooh.
Yeah, get out of here. You're not going to be a part of it.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know, when I did the taste testing for the 2025 season chase menu, if you will, at all these Warriors games and events, they actually had a lobster risotto that I could try.
Ooh, did you pick the lobster out of it?
No, I don't do that.
Who does that?
You always leave the lobster.
Who picks lobster out of the pasta?
Chasky might. Just saying. But I had some lobster risotto. And you know what? I'm actually kind of getting sick now thinking about it because Steven Rizzotto shares a name with it. And that bothers me. Not saying I actually got sick because it was actually really good. They had the prime rib. They had the porterhouse steak. Got it.
All the food
there at Chase Center this season. Starting tonight, it's going to be en fuego, Sam. They had the burnt end tacos, al pastor. They had the chicken and waffles.
Ooh.
They had the waffle ice cream
chicken
sandwich.
Chicken and waffles?
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Better do that one right.
Incredible. Ooh. Because I go French on you.
Nice. Yeah, I thought you were Italian.
I'm everything. I'm actually not French.
Mr. Worldwide over here.
I have the Ancestry.com thing. I'm Southern. I'm Northern Italian. I got some German. I got Poland in there. I got it all, baby. Let's go.
There you go. That's why
European conquest right there.
Mr. Worldwide right there. My final thought is I'm excited to see what Tony Vitello could do to the Giants. I'm curious to see how this clubhouse is going to be different. I think this is a team that has the talent to get there, as Logan Webb said. I think they need a little bit more life, Spadoni. There were some days during this season where the only difference in that clubhouse after a win and a loss was just sometimes there was music playing. It was almost too even-keeled at times. And I thought it was interesting what Tony Salio said was that Vitello is not a guy who's going to put you to sleep in a presser. That'll be a very nice change of pace, I think, for this team to have that kind of energy. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what Coach does in this new shade of orange that he'll be sporting.
I'm going to wait to give my final take on Tony Vitello and whether I think it's going to work or not. That's going to be a tomorrow tease. This is a 24-hour tease I'm doing for you, Sam Lubman.
There you go. But, I already detailed a lot of my thoughts in the latest episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys, which Spadoni, you read off a little while ago, is available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
But first and foremost, he is of Italian descent, and, I mean, he's already a shoo-in right there for the audience as the number one paisano of San Francisco. Now
he's
speaking.
An Italian.
Right, Carter? You're Italian, right?
Oh, come Italians on, Spadoni. 50%, baby.
Oh, let's go.
Italians making a lot of news this morning.
Yeah. We won't talk about that. It's not a good time.
My final take of the day is, did anyone watch that Spurs basketball game last night?
Oh, that guy Victor Wembanyama looks pretty good.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
I've heard good things about him. You're about his height, right?
Yeah, he does a lot more than the height, though, is the scary part. And he kind of is the game when you're watching it. He just kind of takes up so much of the screen.
He does.
I think that the league really is on notice. That was like a big woe to me last night. Like, if this guy stays healthy, the sky is literally the limit with this kid. Mm. It is unbelievable what he was doing on the court last night.
How'd Cooper Flagg look? Number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Not as good as Wemby.
He had a double-double. What do you know?
He was one of nine, actually, prior
He made one. So. He had a shot.
How did Clay
look? It was actually a set shot, too. They set the play up for him. So
he's getting confidence.
Yeah, we're bearing the lead. How did Clay the Thompson look?
Clay looked fine for what I watched of it. Yeah, he was there making shots.
Okay.
Got the best night out of all
maybe
of us.
Maybe a measuring stick win for the Spurs? Can the Warriors do that tonight against what is thought to be one of the best in the West? Nuggets, Warriors, tonight, 7 o'clock tip. We got Warriors Live leading up to it, starting at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip-off, again, 7. Tim Roy on the call alongside Tom Tolbert. After the game, Warriors wrap-up. So all the pre, post, post-post, too. Shout out Quentin Post. Maybe we'll get some action tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. Morning roast, all that and more. That was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity. Introducing the 5-year price, guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. And I guarantee you this, Steiny and Guru, they're going to be fired up about something, and it's going to be brought to you by Freedom
Bank. Really quick, Tiago Splitter, he's going to be coaching the Blazers tomorrow.
Tiago? Hey, we talked about this morning.
Tiago and Palo Alto?
I still think it should have been Dame being player coach, but alas, Tiago Splitter of all people. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.